Imagine standing at a social gathering, your infant in your arms, when someone asks what you do. Suddenly, your impressive career title is gone, replaced by what exactly? This moment of vulnerability hits countless women who choose to pause careers for motherhood. Society has clear and often negative ideas about stay-at-home mothers, but little understanding of the profound growth these pauses contain. Today's pausing mothers are nothing like the 1950s housewife stereotype. Even celebrities like Eva Mendes and Jessica Alba openly discuss their career breaks to focus on family. This modern approach represents a significant shift in how we view work-life integration. Research shows that strategic pauses can actually enhance long-term career satisfaction when approached intentionally. The truth? The traditional portrait of the stay-at-home mother has always been largely fictional. Historian Andrea O'Reilly explains that the majority of American mothers have always worked outside the home. The housewife archetype that emerged after World War II was a historical fluke that lasted maybe 15 years for 20% of the population. Yet this image persists, creating a false dichotomy between working and stay-at-home mothers that fails to recognize the community contributions and transferable skills of those who pause. Every January, my husband and I have our annual budget forecast date. Over dinner, we review finances while discussing life and planning experiences, a ritual about partnership, not just money. A major adjustment to at-home parenting is your relationship with money. While 44% of stay-at-home mothers worry about finances, most find the pause worthwhile. As financial planner Farad Kalixtay notes, your net worth is not your self-worth. Society often labels stay-at-home motherhood a luxury, but there's nothing luxurious about changing diapers and managing tantrums. The real privilege is having choices about your time. When pausing your career, approach family finances like a business with both partners as investors. Build cash reserves, clarify spending categories, create a values-based budget, and hold regular money meetings. These conversations address deeper dynamics about appreciation and mental load. A financial pause doesn't mean financial powerlessness. Maintaining your voice in family finances builds a team mentality that serves everyone. After leaving a marketing role due to imposter syndrome, I discovered colleagues actually valued me highly. When pausing for motherhood later, I gave 3 months' notice and maintained relationships, a much wiser approach. While career gaps raise concerns, research shows employers often undervalue stay-at-home parents. Most women successfully return to work, frequently in new fields offering greater meaning and flexibility. Consider Nancy Pelosi, who credits raising family for developing political leadership skills, or Julie Einer Clark, who transitioned from teaching to founding Baby Einstein, sold to Disney for $25 million. Most women reinvent themselves rather than returning to old jobs. When planning your exit, start conversations with your boss months ahead. Consider part-time options to maintain connections. Follow resignation protocols and offer a longer transition period than the standard 2 weeks. Your final impression matters significantly. Express appreciation to your manager, identify potential allies, and schedule conversations that fortify your reputation, owning your decision without apology while asking how to keep doors open for your return. At 24, I secured a corner office as the first digital strategist at a major Boston advertising agency, driven by simple desires for titles and perks. Motherhood goals require deeper reflection because you're accountable only to yourself. Parenthood offers a chance to rediscover meaning by asking, "When I look back, what do I hope to see and feel?" Many mothers regret directionless floating. Research connects clear goals with higher motivation, self-esteem, confidence, and autonomy. Purpose restores control during anxious times, while progress builds hope. My goal-setting journey began around my son's first birthday. As newborn milestones faded and questions about my future increased, journaling helped me discover my North Star. I want to be present with my family and be the calmest, most content version of myself. A North Star isn't just for navigation. It's a guiding vision requiring specific, measurable, short-term goals across personal desires, career, and family. Remember, pursuing your fulfillment shows children how to live richly. In my early motherhood, I treated parenting like a corporate job with rigid schedules. While this created predictability, I overlooked something vital. Stay-at-home parents lack the natural work-home transition that signals personal time. Traditional jobs provide clear boundaries when you leave work. At home with children, this delineation disappears. I'd created a rhythm for my son, but neglected one for myself. Rather than rigid routines celebrated by highly successful people, establish a rhythm, a flexible framework providing structure without strict scheduling. This approach works better with unpredictable young children. Planning weekly instead of daily gives you 168 hours rather than 17. As Laura Vanderkam notes, we become overwhelmed trying to fit everything into one perfect day. A weekly perspective allows consistency without daily pressure. Our productivity-obsessed culture prioritizes quantity over quality, yet completing numerous tasks can feel empty if they're meaningless to you. Parenting's to-do list never ends. If you wait until mundane tasks are finished to enjoy life, you'll wait forever. I'll never forget yelling at my 3-year-old while caring for his infant sister, a moment that revealed we needed more support. Despite having a stay-at-home mother who never used childcare, my mom encouraged me to get help, saying she would have enjoyed motherhood more with occasional breaks. Many mistakenly believe stay-at-home parents need no childcare, limiting the potential of stay-at-home motherhood. The guilt around childcare is pervasive. I felt guilty both when snapping at my son due to lack of support and when using childcare without needing it for paid work, reflecting the belief that childcare is only justified when working for others. Every job deserves support, including unpaid parenting. With 62% of parents finding parenting harder than expected, childcare isn't admitting defeat. It's preventing burnout and creating space for yourself. Childcare solutions vary. Babysitters, grandparent support, shared parenting hours, mother's helpers, part-time daycare, and playdate swaps, all becoming more flexible as work does. As your children reach milestones, you gain opportunities to reassess work priorities. These transitions deserve thoughtful consideration. A true pause isn't merely suspension, but an opportunity for growth. Nearly 70% of U.S. workers have employment gaps, with 56% acquiring new skills during breaks. Over half of women report performing better after pausing. Today's workforce offers diverse return paths: part-time work, freelancing, job sharing, remote positions, or entrepreneurship. Some companies extend benefits to part-timers, while returnships, short-term positions with training and mentorship, can bridge gaps to full-time work. Research shows a parent's employment status doesn't affect children's happiness. Having a fulfilled parent does. As psychologist Tova Klein notes, a more centered mother who feels good about herself in all of her identities is a better parent. Your pause's value lies in discovering what truly matters, bringing deeper self-understanding when you return.